Lawmakers plan to spend the end of the legislative session through June mulling over HB 477 and taking recommendations from stakeholders, including members of the public and media. Governor Gary Herbert paid House Republicans a visit in caucus yesterday, where he told them to push back the effective date of the bill, which includes several restrictions to the Government Records Access and Management Act, or GRAMA. Bill sponsor Representative John Dugal said the time will be used to talk with interested parties about any other changes they feel are necessary, but he's still not sure what those changes might be.
One of the interesting dynamics from my perspective is various folks have said delay, 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 but I haven't received from some lobbyists any recommendations for wording changes or anything else like that.
Lawmakers will then hold a special session before the bill becomes law in July if they want to make any amendments. House Speaker Becky Lockhart said the House is simply responding to constituents' concerns. She said the bill was not rushed through the legislature, contrary to what many lawmakers, including Senate President Michael Wattups, admitted yesterday.
We've had 20 years to look at the way that GRAMA has worked. We've had task forces before. A few years ago, we had a two-year task force that's looked at this issue. The issues and the things that were brought forward in this bill, we've been talking about for a very long time with all of the stakeholders.
But after 20 years of research, why introduce this bill now? Lockhart says the legislature has received an acceleration of GRAMA requests over the past 6 months in number and scope, including 22 since the bill passed on Friday.
The taxpayers need to understand that we're more than happy to fill those GRAMA requests, and we will. We will provide the information that is requested, but that it does take time and effort of state employees who the taxpayers are paying for in order to fill those requests.
However, HB 477 would block access to many records, including text messages, instant messages, voicemails, and video chats, and restrict certain emails as well. The Senate amended the bill on a 23-6 vote. The House concurred on a 42-29 vote, with the bill garnering much less support than it did the first time it passed the House, 61-12. Representatives from both parties who had originally co-sponsored HB 477 withdrew their support the second time around. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.